This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for September the 23rd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 15. It says there, "Not so, my Lord," Hannah replied. "I am a woman who is deeply troubled. I have not been drinking wine or beer. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord." End of quote. How often do we hear routine, simple prayers? Sometimes people go through just the motion of prayer. For example, a casual prayer before food, brief and quick prayer to sleep, and also the prayers that is written down in certain Christian denominations. You see, when you read a prayer someone else wrote, I'm not sure how much emotional connection you have with those words. However, Hannah's prayer was different. She had a heartbreaking and painful issue to deal with every day, day after day. You see, her rivalry ridiculed her day after day because she was barren and did not have a child. 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 10 says, "In her deep anguish, Hannah prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly." Verse 15 says, "She poured out her soul in prayer to the Lord." She was in deep anguish when she was praying. No wonder she got an answer. No wonder why she got an answer for that prayer. Verse 18 says, "After she poured her heart to the one who is powerful to help, then she went her way and ate something, and her face was no longer downcast." You see, she knew, and she knew in her inner heart that she shared her personal and most emotional need to the Lord God of the universe. Now she stopped weeping. She ate something, and her face was no longer downcast. You see, she knew in her heart she did the right thing, and so she felt no need to be sorrowful anymore. And God gave her a son named Samuel, Israel's most outstanding judge and priest in its history. You can read about it all in 1 Samuel chapter 1 and 2. The rest of the book talks about the wonderful priestly and prophetic ministry of Samuel, whom God gave to her in answer to her anguished prayer. Beloved, God wants you to pray earnestly, fervently, and persistently. God wants you to pour your soul, your heart into Him. He loves it because it reveals your hope and trust are in the right place, the Lord God. You see, routine and barren prayers would not help. Your prayer must be diligent, earnest, and it should result in pouring out your heart to the hands of God. God hears fervent prayers. God hears earnest prayers. He hears anguished prayers. And He hears when you pour your soul to Him in prayer. The Bible says Elijah was a man like us. That statement means he had the exact nature as you and I. An ordinary man like all of us. However, Elijah prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again he prayed, the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. You can read about it, James chapter 5, verses 17 to 18. Earnest prayer means passionate and emotional prayers from your heart to the one who is able and willing to help. Just a couple of days ago, I had severe stomach pain and could not sleep the whole night time. Early morning at 4, my wife and I talked about going to the emergency room because the pain was not going down, but it was only increasing. You see, she dressed up and came ready to take me to the emergency after struggling through the night. I said to her, "Let us both pray." Our prayer was fervent, earnest, and emotional. We poured our hearts to the Lord. After the prayer, my pain began going down in a few seconds. I said to her, "Let us pray again." We earnestly prayed. We fervently prayed again. May I testify to you that my severe stomach pain, which was haunting me all through the night, disappeared in few minutes. We didn't have to go to the hospital. It left fully and completely. Praise and worship to the living God. Beloved, your prayer must not be casual or routine. It must be an act of pouring your heart to the living God. The Bible promises if you pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God will answer your prayer. Pray earnestly, fervently, and emotionally. Pray by pouring your soul to the Lord. Pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Would you pray with me? Father in heaven, I understand you expect earnest, fervent, and emotional prayers from me. May my prayer me never be casual or just routine. May it be pouring my heart to you in anguish and fervency. I know when we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, the matchless name, the alarm goes off in heaven and God hears it. I believe the name of Jesus is the mighty name by which I can be saved and delivered. I believe Jesus died, buried, and rose again for my sins. Please forgive my sins and shortcomings and save me today. I know in Jesus I have salvation and eternal life. I thank you for hearing me now. In the name of Jesus Christ I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.